We visit Trianon Cafe for this review, and let me tell you, the portions at Trianon are not for the faint of heart. Seriously. If you're not careful, you will have a heart attack from eating too much there. And just to remind our listeners, Imagine Burundi visits a restaurant each week to give our thoughts about this vibrant segment of Bujumbura's economy. Along the way, we'll give you our scores and comments about each restaurant's quality, service, ambiance, and value. 1 week, we visit a Burundian cuisine place, and the following week, a non-Burundian cuisine place. For this week, it's Ben and me at Trianon Cafe. In the past, I think one of our listeners commented that sometimes we sound a little bit sleepy. Well, there's a reason for that. Here we are on Sunday morning, kicking back at Trianon and doing a restaurant review.
People think that Imagine Burundi is just, it's all laughs. No, it's tough work, Jeff.
I'm really excited about this place because this is not your usual lunch place or dinner place. And part of me wants to say this is where it all happens. Trianon is a bakery / cafe specializing in breakfast foods.
Yeah, and it's right in the middle of town. It's got a good location. It's got a good hustle and bustle about it. I mean, it's busy here. I can't see a spare table around us. It's a busy venue, it's noisy, it's got a good ambience, I like it.
It definitely screams out to me that this is a locally owned place. So clearly local investment, local ownership,
yeah.
And local clients.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, to me, like, having lived in Kenya before Burundi, this is the kind of place in many Kenyan cities that you get everywhere. You know, these places are kind of littered everywhere, which scream to you, as you say, like, locally owned, local clients. But they're kind of rarer here in Bujumbura, I think.
Yeah.
And a bit harder to find for the average expat.
That's right. And, you know, as NGO workers, we're kind of privileged to have that view at all levels of how change happens in a country like this. Here,
yeah.
We're sitting more or less in middle-class Burundi.
Yeah.
And this is a segment of society that I think needs to grow in order to really make a lasting change on the country.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jeff. And, you know, as you say, like, we're NGO workers and you know, we're exposed to this kind of grassroots, bottom-up development push which is happening right now. But, yeah, like you say, it's right here in places like Trianon. These are the kind of people who need to be pulled in and engaged in making things grow, making things change.
And let's not romanticize, you know, notions of poverty or...
the soil, yeah.
Yeah, the trendiness of grassroots development.
Exactly.
It needs support. And I think that support needs to come from a segment of the population that is influenced. So
yeah.
That's where we are. I see you're tucking into a nice, hefty glass of
Jeff.
Milk. Tell me about this glass of milk. It is sweating condensation.
It's a fantastic glass. The glass is, this is the best. I'm only halfway down, but it's I'd say a pint. You know, it's almost like a primus of milk. You know, this is some serious stuff. It's a huge, chunky glass. I think the glass empty would be heavy. But,
yeah.
You know, my wrist is getting a serious workout on this. And it is fresh, cold, good milk.
So, let's take a look at the menu and get some food. That's what we're here for, after all, some brunch. And come back and give you our impressions about the food that we have in front of us.
Sounds great. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Ben. That is something special, my friend.
I love how you saw it coming. Just shoved the microphone in my face. Is that going to be your new ringtone?
Wow, wouldn't that be fantastic if that just became the ringtone for Bujumbura?
My yawn.
It would just hear go off everywhere. In, during meetings.
And it would be so appropriate in a meeting. You know, it's what everyone's thinking.
That's right. A ringtone should be a reflection of your internal thoughts.
And it would make a welcome change to the baby crying ringtone. I really hate that one. Do you know the one I mean? Or baby laughing.
Yeah, yeah. No, the baby crying.
Right, it's crying. It makes me want to smash something. I hate it. You know? I haven't had children right now for a reason. And I don't want to hear a baby crying at work.
Is that the real reason?
No one wants to deal with me, Jeff.
This is a heavy conversation for a Sunday morning, man.
Look, man. Women get it, you know. We need to advance this human race. I've got nothing to offer to the gene pool.
We should just put you in charge of all development. Period. Ben, guru of development. More babies for you.
I would certainly be sterilized under my own regime.
What do you see on the menu, Ben?
Well, the menu is, I mean, we've had some fun with this menu. I mean, it's what I like about it is it's laminated and it's an A4 size back and front. So
yeah, very clean.
Very accessible.
Very simple.
Definitely does seem to be along that pattern of lots of different items, but not actually a huge choice. We've got one thing here we were talking about. There's 7 or 8 different Boris meals.
So under the pastries, we have
a margarine Boris, a ham and cheese Boris, an omelette Boris, a ham omelette Boris.
And then just plain old Boris.
And just a... just Boris on his own. And
but then, lonely Boris.
But then you spotted the Boris.
In the pastry
display. Yeah, there he is. And he looks tough.
He's not alone.
He is a big guy.
And he's got friends.
Yeah, it's Boris's.
So it's
Boris.
It's a chunky square block of dough, and that's Boris. You know, as the name implies, that's what I would think of as Boris.
I think we need to inquire into the history of this name and where that originated from.
All right, we've got our waiter here, and he actually speaks English, so we're gonna ask him why a Boris is named Boris. So why the name Boris?
It is named Boris because there isn't another name we can call it Dave.
Not Nicholas or Donald. My Boris.
There isn't another name.
Did Boris used to work here and he made these cakes?
He's working here.
Yeah, is there a Boris that works here?
It's Boris. It's Boris. Now it's Boris.
It's just Boris.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Not yet.
We're going to be competing with the radio here a little bit, Ben, but your food has arrived, and mine did too, actually, but I had to send it back because I asked for a croissant, and what did I get?
Came in bread. I got the same thing. I didn't send it back just because I thought, you know what, I'll take it, but basically got our orders wrong. And I wonder if this comes back to worth mentioning in this place, like a slight linguistic confusion in that some of the guys speak English. Some of the guys seem not to.
You know what's interesting? It could actually be turned into an advantage for these restaurants if they could create little pins, for example. I know if I go to, you know, some sort of ticket office or travel agency and they have different people who speak different languages, they self-identify to let you know what language they speak.
Jeff, you know what? I'm going to let listeners into a bit of my past here. When I lived in Paris in 2007, I worked at Haagen-Dazs, which is an ice cream store. That's exactly what I had. I had a little name tag with Ben, and beneath my name tag, 2 little flags that represented the languages I speak. So people knew I spoke French, but also English. You know, and so it was clear to people where to go and who to speak to.
And was
I think
that
you're
helpful?
Right. It was really helpful. I mean, generally Americans will speak English to anyone regardless of your language capabilities. but I think for, you know, the more reserved tourist person? What's the word for a tourist person?
A tourist?
Yeah, or a tourist. See, I can't even speak English. No, it did help. Yeah, it did help.
And I think, again, this is about that awareness of other people's needs and just making little steps, you know? Like,
it's a common theme solution of our reviews, right? It's small changes. Small things can lead to big changes.
Huge.
Ripples make waves.
And waves make tsunamis.
And tsunamis destroy civilizations.
Which then creates NGO funding.
So we're back in.
Development.
We're in the circle of life.
So start with those small waves. Start making them. All right, our food has arrived. Wow, we've got a Boris on the plate.
Let's talk about Boris.
Yeah.
See, there's a word for this. We have these cakes in the UK. I can't think what they're called right now, with the raisins and this kind of style.
Yeah, it's circular. It's concentric circles.
I forget what we call them.
It's like Dante's Inferno, you know?
We don't call them Boris, circles, that's for sure.
Yeah, I've never heard of a piece of dough referred to as Boris.
It looks good, though, huh? I mean, what are your impressions of it?
It's a pastry. I mean...
Danish pastry.
Danish pastry.
I believe we call these Danish
Boris
pastries.
Boris is not a Danish name.
Right, but I think we would call these Danish pastries, us Brits.
Okay, I'll go with that. I'm not a Brit. I'll take your word for it.
It looks good, though, huh?
Yeah, and how about your omelette?
Yeah, my omelette looks good. I've got, like, basically a roll. It's basically a ham omelette with some slices of Congo cheese on top.
And lots of ham.
Yeah, it looks good. I'm excited about it. Worth mentioning, though, I ordered a coffee 10, 15 minutes ago.
And you also ordered a croissant. You got the bread. I sent mine back, and now I've got croissant, so I'm happier.
But we just need your coffee.
Yeah.
But we're going to get started anyway, and then
yes,
hopefully your coffee will come in at some point, and we'll mention if it did or not in our review.
Great. Let's get going.
Bon appetit, Ben.
What?
Ben, I don't know about you, but that was an entirely satisfying brunch at Trianon. And, you know, it's, I think, very educational for you and me to see a place where people are just going about their daily routine. And let's just focus on what this ambiance is, because it's a middle-class place. It's,
it's a
place where Burundians, probably Burundians who have jobs, who are relatively well-off, just come and have a nice big breakfast.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's one of the things I like the most about Trianon, I think, is it's a good little find once you know that place, and there's always a good bit of hustle and bustle going on, and nice crowd.
Yeah, and we talked about how we would like to see more places like this. It really reflects that segment of the population that we feel could make lasting impact on the development of Burundi. You have your office workers, I'm sure. You have people who just hold down daily jobs. And then just want to come in and have a bit of an omelet or a sandwich before they go off to work.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
Anything that encourages normality, I think we're really interested in. All right. Well, let's get down to our scoring. It was just you and me at this restaurant review.
Uh-huh.
Again, Seth was in Disneyland, I think.
And yeah.
Quality, what did we do?
Quality, I went for 6 bananas, only because it's difficult with Trianon really to kind of go much, swing too much one way or the other, because what they're doing is like, there's not much you can do with it, you know, in a way. I mean, they're basically, lots of their food is based around like ham, omelets with ham or cheese and some kind of either in croissant or in a roll or, you know,
right.
And there's only so much you can go with that.
I agree with you completely. I gave an identical 6 bananas. They do what they do, and they do it well.
Yeah.
Omelets, sandwiches, coffee, and tea. No fruit. It's a heavier menu.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. You want to go there with an appetite to kill.
For sure. Service?
Service, Jeff. I gave them 5 bananas. For me, Trianon has one of these problems that kind of gets my back up a little bit.
And what's that?
It's the language. There's a few guys there who are happy to speak English with you. But then, so we ordered in English, and he got the order completely wrong.
Yeah.
And it may not come down to language, but I'm seeing that as the problem there. And there are some guys who don't speak English. I just like to know what's going on in a place, you know? I like to know where I am and what people can and can't speak.
What's interesting is we actually talked to the server as a part of this interview, or as a part of this review, and he spoke English fine. He gave a very interesting response to our question. But then when it came to doing his job...
Came to business time. He was closed.
He dropped the ball.
Yeah. And like, let's look at the basics here. What I like about the service there, though, is that there are a lot of guys, and I like how you can see it's a visible space, you know.
Yeah.
They're working around in the same kind of space. And I like the atmosphere that gives.
Right.
But in terms of the service, essentially we ordered... They got both our orders wrong for food. He forgot about my coffee. And the more I think about it, I'm thinking, why have I gone 5? That's high. Do you know, Jeff... I'm going to do it first.
Oh, we're seeing it.
I'm taking this down to 3 bananas. The more I've just talked about this, I just thought, why have I given this 5? There's not actually much going on with the service that I've liked about this place.
Listeners, if you are not convinced by this type of speech, know that Ben himself is convinced by himself.
Yeah. 3 bananas. Done.
He dropped from 5 bananas.
Yeah, to three.
Hey.
I don't regret it.
I like a man who can...
Drop his bananas.
Okay, well, for me, service, I gave 5 bananas. Pretty average, but anytime you mess up an order, I drop you automatically. I would have given it 6 or 7 because there are so many guys that they are responsive. It's just they respond in the worst way possible. They get it wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Ambience.
Ambience. This is where this place comes good for me. I gave it 8 bananas.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. I love these kind of places. You know, I touched on the fact that in Kenya, they're everywhere. So maybe it's some kind of like nostalgia for where I was living beforehand. But it's funny, you know, we're talking about our previous restaurant review with Botanica, where I was saying how I really love that quiet serene space. But at the same time, I really love these kind of places that have a bit of a bustle and a bit of city atmosphere about it. And there's not many of them around, right? So again, in the same sense, Botanica is rare. This is quite a rare place.
And it's not an artificial bustle.
No.
It's not like, you know, they're trying to create. Do it up with dance music or
it's
like...
It's completely natural, yeah.
Yeah, it's completely natural. It's people going about their routines.
And it has, and it has the bakery at the side and the waiters at the back. And, you know, it's all just this one big space where everything's moving.
I agree with you. It's kind of working class, kind of middle class. And we've talked about that. And it's just honest. It's an honest ambience. I really dig that.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, Jeff. That's why I went for 8 bananas. What have you given it?
I gave it 6 bananas. It's a fairly simple decor, comfortable. There's that noise. So
that's where
I was pulling
a few points for you.
Little bit, but, you know, par for the course. And definitely very clean, a strong emphasis on hygiene and just, you know, I'm okay with the place. I definitely have no problems going there anytime, and I highly recommend it. So for me, 6 bananas, an ambiance, veering on 7.
Okay, nice.
What about value?
Value, Jeff, I've given Trianon a 6. As I was saying, like, it's fairly basic stuff, but its prices can be pretty high. Like a coffee, although you do get a lot of the coffee, it's 1,500. Although there are 2 cups in there. And then, you know, my like omelette bread, my bread omelette.
Your sandwich, yeah.
Yeah, you're paying a few thousand. And I don't know. I think to me it's... It could be a little bit lower on the price. I think there's room to cut back a little bit on prices.
Yeah, and we went for the nuclear option. We ordered a Boris, an extra pastry to... I think that put us over the top. Yeah, I think we ordered a lot of food, but I'm with you. You could spend a good 5,000-6,000 there easily to get a decent meal. I think the coffee, 1,500 for a big pot of coffee,
you
for me,
happy with
I
that.
Think that was definitely reasonable when you look at, like... 2,000 plus for a cappuccino at Aroma. A good cup of just plain coffee. I'm okay with that. So I gave them 7 bananas for value.
Okay. That's fair. So what have we got? What are we looking at overall here?
Overall, I gave it 24 bananas. Solid breakfast place. Good coffee. You see their baked goods all over the city.
Mm-hmm.
So a place that I wish would get more attention and that I really like to visit on the weekends.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I gave this place 23 bananas, which I feel is kind of reflects pretty well how I feel about it. You know, I mean, I think it's a good place. It's a nice place to go. It's that hustle and bustle. It's busy. You get solid food. I mean, I had a huge glass of milk that was something really special.
That's right, a really filling glass of milk. I saw that.
You know, it's a bit like being just a giant baby. and so I love all that about it. But at the same time, like, the service isn't so great.
And the toilets?
The toilet was... I liked my journey to the toilet, but not the toilet experience itself.
What was the journey to the toilet?
Because you go out of the building and you take a right and you go past all the guys who are baking and distributing and delivering bread.
Outside? So
yeah.
You're in the loading area?
In the loading area. And so that was quite nice, you know. And you get, again, that feel of, like, it's all exposed, you know. I like that. But then the toilet itself was just pretty dark, dingy.
So is the toilet all exposed?
Soaked space.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was just, for me, that was just in there and get out as quickly as possible. Okay. I had no time to enjoy my toilet break.
So Trianon, a place to fill up, but maybe not to...
Unload.
Good brunch place. I'm glad we woke up on a Sunday morning for it.
Yeah.
And I'm still digesting my food, so...
Yeah.
I was very happy with the experience.
I think you, me, and Boris have got a tough week ahead.
Boris. Thanks, Boris.